Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend, Governor Pete DuPont, the chairman of the National Center for Policy Analysis, former governor of Delaware, former member of Congress, former presidential candidate, ncpa.org, right, Governor?
That's it. And it's worth going on because if you sign up for it, they'll send you the 5 best things they found in the press every morning.
Right. So check that out, ncpa.org. It's a nonprofit think tank, right, especially on conservative principles.
Well, it's got a lot of principles and a lot of thought, and John Goodman, who heads it, is really smart, and he writes stuff a couple of times a week that get sent around to everybody.
Right. Governor, I said to months ago, back in May, I was at a gathering in Washington, D.C., and I said to someone next to me, we were talking about the election, and I said to that person, this is a tipping point election for our country. And he said, oh, people say that all the time. They always say this is the most important one. I said, no, this one really is, and here's why. At this moment in time, almost half of Americans are taking from the government, and only a little more than half of Americans are contributing to supporting the government and are not taking a check from the government. In the next 4 years, especially under an Obama administration, I'm convinced that number will tip over to more than half of Americans, especially if you see the growth in welfare, the growth in food stamps, et cetera, et cetera. The rising poor, the people who are out of work, et cetera. In the next 4 years, we'll tip over, and more than 50% of Americans will take from the government. And Jefferson said when that happens, that'll be the end of America. What do you think?
Well, I hope it isn't the end of America, but it certainly is what the current president was talking about in the quote I gave at the beginning, that we're 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America, and that's what his thinking is. And that's what he wants to do. He wants to get
That's his worldview, isn't it?
I'm sorry?
That's his worldview.
It's his worldview. Oh, absolutely right. And he wants the government to have a much bigger role in America, making decisions for people, making decisions for the government. I would think if Mitt Romney does win the election, I think you'll see between Election Day and the swearing in of Mitt Romney, I think you'll see the current president making all kinds of changes in what's going on. So I think this election is extremely important. And so far, not a lot of people kind of get into it. But I think the change or the broadcast of the three presidential debates and the one vice presidential debate that are all coming up in the next month, I think they will make a lot of people pay a lot more attention.
You're like me, Governor. You've been around a while, and you've seen a lot of these cycles go through. You've been through a lot of different elections and seen. You've got a lot of wisdom, a long taproot in American history. Have in your lifetime, has there ever been a more momentous election than this one?
Well, I think when you go back to Franklin Roosevelt, those were elections that made an enormous difference for America. If you see what he did, so I think that's one. I think the Reagan election was a second one because he got things going differently, and so we better get
that's
a third
Carter,
one.
That's when Carter got fired.
Exactly right. Yeah. And that's, you know, so somehow that's all got to come together.
So you put this election on par with the conversion from Carter to Reagan.
Oh, absolutely. I think that, and
this election is tantamount. The decision, the stakes are tantamount to the 1980 election.
Well, but yes, because the choices that are being made by the current federal government are changing the way America thinks and the way America acts about everything, and that's got to somehow be stopped.
Well, the reason I think that this is even more of a momentous election than the 80 election is Carter was just incompetent. He didn't have the worldview that President Obama does, that I think is at cross purposes, at least with small businesses. Governor, I've got to wrap it up. Thank you so much for being here. Thanks for your leadership and for all that you do for America, and I hope you come back again real soon.
Well, I'd love to. You're just a good program to come on to.
Thank you, Governor. I appreciate that. Governor Pete DuPont, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back tomorrow. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you then.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.